Hello, my dear friends. I'm Natalie Spence. I'm working with our lovely senior citizens in my small elderly care facilities for 17 years, continuously studying the aging process and dementia. And I'm here today to give you some important information that could possibly help you to maintain your brain health and the heart health and prevent you or your loved ones from getting dementia and possibly from going to the elderly care facility in the future. I love what I'm doing. I can proudly say that in our small setting care facility for elderly, we provide the best professional care possible. And it is my passion to teach you how to maintain health and prevent you from abnormal aging conditions, prevent dementia, and avoid placement in a care facility in future for you or for your family member or maybe for your friend. As you probably know that a lot of researches have been done within the last several years, scientists are trying to find the ways to slow down aging process. Many studies have been done regarding aging cell concept, endocrine system aging concept, circulation system aging concept, and finally, free radicals concept. What are free radicals? Free radicals are the product of metabolism inside of our cells. They are basically very unstable molecules that are stealing electrons from other molecules inside our cells. It can result in the unnecessary and unwanted damage. It's like molecule particles that are bouncing inside the cell, causing damage everywhere they touch, including protein, lipids, and DNA. When free radicals touch cell membrane, damaging process will be initiating inside the cell membrane, causing the hardening of that cell. Such process called lipid peroxidation or oxidative degradation of lipids. High level of lipid peroxidation process are found in the brains of the people diagnosed with dementia, and particularly Alzheimer's disease. In our body, we have several systems that protect us from free radical damage. They are antioxidant enzymes. In our antioxidant protective system, if our antioxidant protective system is strong, most likely we will get protected against such diseases as cancer, dementia, Parkinson's, diabetes, heart attack, stroke, and premature aging. What can we do to reduce oxidative stress in our body? Here's the secret number two. First, get rid of or at least decrease bad habits as smoking, excessive consumption of alcohol. Avoid excessive intake of medications, either one prescription medication or over-the-counter medication, for example, as pain medications. Avoid being under direct sunlight for a long period of time. Avoid radiation and electronic pollution, which is low-frequency vibration coming from power lines, computers, TV, or microwaves. Plan your lifestyle in such a way that it slows down metabolism. The higher metabolism, the more free radicals are activated to damage our cells. Increasingly enough, that fast-paced exercises like aerobic exercise or fast-paced jogging can significantly increase free radicals. Of course, moderate physical activity is necessary to maintain our body function, but try to stay away from physical strains and intense activities. That means that walking and a light jogging is the perfect type of activity to choose. For seniors, walking, daily exercise, and yoga would be great. For seniors with disabilities, there are specially designed chair exercise and feet as you sit activity. But stay away from any intense activities. What happens during very intense exercises, our body goes into high level of oxidative stress, and that could cause heart and brain cells damage and even cells death. Third one, choose your body carefully. Known and unsuspected toxins and pollutions in our water and food increase oxidative stress and free radical damage. Of course, avoid processed food, eat more fruits and vegetables. Make sure you have a good treatment plan for any inflammatory condition in your body, especially chronic. Inflammation could cause excessive free radical damage, while in the short term it is not a problem, but in the long term it causes progressive damage, especially to the heart and brain cells. 5. Use antioxidant supplements, for example, vitamin E and vitamin C. Also, there are several antioxidant supplements on the market as well. The recent one is Protandim. It triggers our natural body antioxidant mechanism and made of all natural herbal ingredients. And remember, good mood, laughter, and feeling love helps us to heal. That is all for today. I hope that you like the secret number 2. And I have so many secrets and stories that I would like to share with you, my dear friends. Please write your comments to my email address, which is natalie.seniorcare@gmail.com. And have a fabulous day. Goodbye.